Okay, we'll get started again. This is really the second session, and we should go up to maybe 4 o'clock or just after 4 o'clock.
我们第二部分的课程大概会从现在开始到四点多一些。
I was talking about at the end of the tribulation, Jesus Christ returns.
我们刚刚提到，就是在七年大灾难之后呢，耶稣就会回到人间。
And where you see on the diagram how we have here the baptism of fire and then we have this little line coming down, it actually on the diagram is showing that it's coming before the second advent of Christ. See, you have the big black line coming down, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that's sort of showing it looks like the baptism of fire occurs before the second advent of Christ.
在这张图上面哈，其实你看到中间火的洗礼的那根黑的线画在耶稣基督再回来的之前面一点点。
And really, the meaning of Advent is a very broad meaning. It means coming or the establishment of a kingdom.
这个耶稣基督再临，哈，这个再临的这个英文字，其实是比较大的一个广义的。除了他到来之外，他也有一个等于是他 in control 在他的管理之中的状态。
When we talk about the comings of Jesus Christ, we have what's called the first advent and the second advent.
其实在谈到基督降临，再度降临呢，他的降临是有第一次跟第二次。
We can translate this as the first coming of Christ and the second coming of Christ.
So which one is the first?
Oh, the first is when Jesus Christ came as a little baby.
第一次就是在两千多年前耶稣的降临。
And then we have the second advent, that's when Jesus Christ comes back from heaven on a white horse with the church age believers and the angels coming in behind him.
耶稣的再次降临，圣经里面提的，他说是骑着白马而来，而且跟着他的是大批的就属神的天使以及我们。
And the Old Testament saints as well, which means the Old Testament believers will also be coming back.
还有那一些在旧约时代的那些圣者，他们也会一起回来。
And then after Jesus Christ has wiped out the armies of the world, then he's going to establish his new kingdom.
而当耶稣再来，他把所有的仇敌都歼灭之后呢，他会建立他的王国。
When you're going to establish a new kingdom, you have to get rid of the enemies first.
当你要建立你的王国之前，你一定要先把你所有的这些敌人仇敌全部都杀死。
The way that you have a peaceful kingdom is that you've got no enemies. That's how you have a peaceful kingdom.
如果你要有一个和平的一个王国，你必须要先确认你所有的敌人都已经没了。
Now we read about Jesus Christ wiping out those armies here in Revelation chapter 19.
在启示录第十九章有提到耶稣他带着他的大军来歼灭他的敌人。
Okay. This for homework. You can read about this in Revelation chapter 19 verse 11 to 21.
好，大家呢回去可以自己读启示录十九章的十一节到二十一节。
Once he's wiped out the enemies, those that are dead, obviously they're going to go to torments.
而那些在耶稣带着大军铲歼灭的这些所有的仇敌呢，他们被杀死了，而且会全部都进到地狱。
And those that are alive, they will have to go to the gathering. Okay, this is all the people on the earth. We call it the gathering in Jerusalem, where all of the people of the world are going to be called to Jerusalem after the armies have been wiped out.They'll come to Jerusalem, they might have to be dragged to Jerusalem. There'll be the unbelievers, there'll be believers as well that would have died as well during the tribulation.
No, I'm talking about the fight. The fight.
This will be the armies of the world, like the unbelieving armies fighting against the Jews. Actually, they're fighting against the Jews, and that's when Jesus Christ comes to save the Jews. So he's wiping out the enemies who are actually attacking the Jews.
其实基督他再来的之前就是发生了所有的这个不信者想要把所有的以色列人全部都给杀死，所以这个才会有这样的一场大战。是在这个大战中呢，耶稣基督降临，然后把这些不信者全部都杀死了。这个之后呢，就会有大批的人被聚集在耶路撒冷。
Actually, I wasn't really going to talk about this now, but it's a very important point I should make to help you understand more about the angelic conflict.
本来并没有想要特别谈这一段，但是这一段呢，对于天使的征战来讲是非常非常重要的。
The only way that Satan or Lucifer can overturn God's original decision is to prove that he is a bad judge.
唯一可以让上帝的判决可以改变的一个方法是路西佛，也就是撒旦，他可以证明上帝其实是一个很不怎么样的一个法官。
If Lucifer can prove that God is unjust or that God is a liar, then this means that he's not worthy to be a judge.
就是因为路西佛他如果可以证明如果上帝其实是一个不公平的法官，他就可以证明说，哎，上帝你没有这个当法官的资格。
God gives many promises in scripture and Lucifer is constantly trying to stop those promises from happening.
上帝呢其实在我们的圣经里面有提到了非常非常多的一些承诺。好，而这些承诺呢正是撒旦想要证明说这些承诺是不存在的。他就是想要把这些上帝的承诺全部都给取消掉。
He's trying to get God to break his promises of scripture.
最重要的事情是撒旦想要让神不能够维持他的承诺。
I'll give you an example. In fact, I can give you two or three examples.
他会现在给几个例子。
When Adam and Eve had sinned in the garden, God promised that the woman would give birth to a child, a human race.
就像在伊甸园里面，当亚当夏娃犯罪之后，神有告诉亚当夏娃说，夏娃将会生一个孩子，而这个孩子呢，是可以成为未来人类的救赎。
And only through this child that they're going to have is there going to be salvation for them. Only through this child, that's the way they're going to be saved.
只有因为这一个孩子他可以给人类永生的救赎。
Okay, and Satan knows that.
而撒旦是知道这个允诺的。
So the first thing Satan does is try to kill the child. At first they had the two children. Cain is the oldest.And then Abel. And Satan inspired Cain to kill Abel.
为了要让这个上帝的承诺哈可以成为人类的救赎，所以他撒旦就特别要欺骗或者是说鼓励夏娃的第一个老大去把老二给杀了。
Because he thought that by doing this, he would be making God break his promise.
因为撒旦他认为他如果这样做的话呢，那个上帝就没有办法完成他的承诺。
Okay. Of course, he tried to stop the birth of Jesus Christ.
当然了，撒旦也知道他想办法好要让耶稣无法降生。
There's one time where the prophecy has gone out that the line of the Messiah would come through the family of David. And so Satan is now trying to wipe out the whole families of David.
而且有先知说过就是将来的这个人类的救赎的这位人子他会是来自于大卫王的后裔，所以他就想办法撒旦要杀死所有大卫王的后裔。
And he uses Queen Jezebel to do that. Queen Jezebel and then her daughter Athaliah. Jezebel, she was the queen of Phoenicia.
所以呢撒旦就让皇后 Jezebel, I don't remember the Chinese name.
Evil queen.
Okay, she was an evil queen of another country.
所以他就想办法让这个皇后让他来扮演杀死所有大卫王后裔的这个角色。
Okay. And then later at the birth of Jesus Christ, King Herod, he's trying to kill all of the children because really he just wants to get to Jesus Christ.
而在耶稣要降生的时候呢，他也鼓励犹大的一个王让他杀死所有刚刚出生的婴儿。
God has also given a promise that the Jews will be a part of the millennial kingdom of Jesus Christ. See, God has promised the Jews that they will have this perfect kingdom.
而且呢，上帝呢有曾经就是允诺他会创造一个完美的一个王国。
This is the promised land that God is going to give to the Jews.
那这是上帝会给的应许之地，对以色列人的一个完美王国，就是他所给的应许之地。
It's a huge piece of land.
这是一个非常非常大的一片土地。
God gave this promise to Abraham.
就是上帝把这样子的一个应许之地给了亚伯拉罕。
that Abraham and his descendants, his children and grandchildren, would have a piece of land all the way from the Euphrates River all the way down to the Nile River in Egypt.
他因为在当时我们从旧约就看到就是 上帝允诺要给亚伯拉罕非常大的一片应许之地从幼发拉底河到尼罗河。
Okay, so you can have a look on a map. If you get an old map on the internet where it shows you, and even today, the river is called the Euphrates River that goes through Iraq and then up through to Turkey and then all the way down to Nile. It's all of the Middle East, and this is given to Abraham and his children.
你们可以看一下地图哈，就是从幼发拉底河到尼罗河，这真的非常非常大的，就是好几个国家加起来的土地。这是当初上帝要允许给予亚伯拉罕和他的后裔未来的这个土地的，几乎就等于是目前整个中东地区最主要的附属的地区。
This was the promise that God gave to Abraham and all of his children, which means the Jewish people.
而这是上帝允许要给亚伯拉罕和他全家家族的。
But since the time that God gave that promise to Abraham, this is so it's 4,000 years now.The Jews have never had that piece of land.
而从上帝允诺要给亚伯拉罕及他的家族后代的这一大片土地，到现在已经四千年了，但是他们家族就犹太人都还没有拿到这块应许之地。
Now even today, the new country of Israel, which was established actually by the United Nations, is still a very small piece of land.
但是呢，从最新最后的这个以色列人他们的建国，这是经由这个联合国帮助他们建国到现在，他们的土地还非常非常小片。
Now since 1946, the Jews now in the country of Israel have taken what was basically a piece of desert and they turned it into a beautiful country.
而以色列人在1946年建国到现在，他们本来拿到的这块土地就是一块沙漠。可是到目前他已经把它建成一个非常美丽的一块土地。
It's a very prosperous country, very developed.
而这个国家呢是现在看来是非常富庶而且非常进步的。
And they have a very stable society, you know, apart from the enemies they have to face, but within the Israeli society, it's really quite stable.
而除了四周有很多的敌人会跟他们有这些征战之外哦，其实国内他们以色列是安定的。
Relatively stable. If you compare it to other countries, there's always going to be political turmoil things and there's a bit of crime. But compared to the other countries around them, Israel is really quite a nice place to live.
当然，国内他们国内还是会有一些政治啊等等的因素，或者有一些小小的罪犯的问题哈。但是相对于其他的国家来讲，这一个国家国度其实是还不错，可以很适合居住的。
But they're surrounded by their enemies that want to wipe them out.
但是你要知道哦，它的四周是都被一起，全部都是被敌，就是敌人们包围，想要把他们铲灭掉的。
And actually, the current land mass of Israel is very small. It's probably, you know, maybe slightly bigger than Taipei City.
但是它真正以色列所拥有的土地非常的小，说不定还比大台北地区小一点。
And again, they've got enemies. You know, the Palestinians want to wipe them out, and then you've got the Iranians not far away. They want to push them into the sea.
而他旁边的这些敌国都是他的敌国，都想要把他们给推到海里去。
This is not the promised land that God had promised to Abraham.
这绝对不是当初上帝应许给亚伯拉罕的应许之地哦。
Now, there's a lot of Jews, they have what's called the Zionist movement. And the Zionist movement thinks that if they can get lots of Jews in the land, and then they can fight, and maybe they can make this promised land. See, they're trying to make it under their own steam, under their own works.
You mean Jews?
The Jews. They're called Zionists, which is a type of thinking in their mind that they can create this promised land.
这些所谓被称为锡安主义者，他们都认为，就是有一些犹太人以为他们可以靠自己的力量把他们这一块国度给建立起来。
And if they could do that, they would probably say, thanks to God, now we have our promised land.
所以他们这些锡安主义者还是会说，感谢主啊，我们终于 把这个这一块土地拿回来了。
But this is human works.
但他是他们基本上是认为用他们人的力量就是就可以做到。
Trying to fulfill the promise of God.
用人的力量去完成神给的应许。
It's no different from people trying to attain salvation through their own human works.
这种想法和做法跟那些想要得到人的救赎，用自己的力量去做很多很多的事情，去得到救赎的那些想法，基本上没有差别。
But because these people have rejected the truth about Jesus Christ and about His second coming, they have no choice. This is the only way they think it's going to happen.
基本上这些人，他们反而是拒绝了耶稣他已经降临过，然后还会第二次再来的这个想法。
Okay, now there are a certain amount of Jews also, they're thinking that the Messiah will come, that he hasn't come, because they think Jesus was a false Messiah, but they're still waiting for the Messiah to come the first time.
这些犹太人哈的就所谓锡安主义者，他们其实是不承认耶稣已经弥赛亚已经来过，他们还在期待的那个未来的弥赛亚来降临，而那个他们的期待很可能反而是一个假的弥赛亚。
Okay, but here's the point, is that Satan...is going to try to wipe out the Jews before God can fulfill his promise to give them the promised land.
反正这整件事情的重点就是撒旦他想法要把所有的犹太人给全部都杀死，然后这样的话就等于是上帝对于过去允诺他会给一个弥赛亚来救人，救所有的犹太人的这个事情，就等于是上帝没有遵守他的承诺。
And that's why we see all the way through history from the time of Abraham, the Jews have always been a target for other nations to try to wipe out the Jews.
所以你会发现呢，就是从人类的历史上面哦，就一直是这样的，就是从亚伯拉罕之后，就一直有人类很多事件都是想要把所有的犹太人给杀死。
You can read in the Old Testament, it was the Edomites, and the Amalekites, and the Amorites, and all of the nations around Israel.Even from the time of Judges, the Philistines are always trying to wipe out the Jews.
从历史上面看，很明白的就是，几乎这个以色列人四周所有的国家都是在想尽办法要把以色列人，把犹太人全部给杀死。
And then the Assyrians, we talked about the Assyrians, they came down, they tried to wipe out the Jews.
亚述人呢，也曾经就是想办法要杀死犹太人。
And the Babylonians.
巴比伦人也要杀死犹太人。
And then later on you have the Greeks trying to wipe out the Jews.
然后也有希腊人要杀死犹太人。
And then the Romans.
然后罗马人要杀死。
Okay, and then since the time of the Romans, you've had with the advent of the Muslims. You know, the Muslims have in their Quran, their goal is to wipe out the Jewish people.
穆斯林人当然也都是一直想要杀害犹太人。
It's in their book.In the Quran, the book of the Islam.
Oh, 在可兰经里面都特别有要求他们要杀死犹太人。
Okay, and in recent history, we've seen Hitler with the German Nazis trying to wipe out the Jews on an industrial scale.
Wow, 那当然我们都知道近代这个纳粹，德国纳粹党是想尽办法用最大规模工业化的规模去杀死犹太人。
Doesn't it seem so strange that there's a race of people, and really they're just a tiny amount of people in the world, trying to mind their own business, and then they have the whole world is against them all the way through history.
你不觉得很奇怪吗？在历史上，你这么小的一撮犹太人，他们也只想好好的做他们自己的事情，过他们的日子，但是全世界的各个国家都想要把他给杀死，你不觉得奇怪吗？
Now, we don't need to be surprised because this is the plan of Satan.
但我们其实不必太惊讶，因为这是撒旦的计划。
Trying to get God to break his promise.
是为了要让神不能够遵守他的承诺。
Okay, now Zoom is going to finish off. We'll just open up again in a minute or two.